imperial leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. June 1940, a month of history, of glorious, epic courage, of a great retreat which became a great victory. Dunkirk. And Winston Churchill, now imperial leader indeed, achieved one of the greatest epics of all time by the rescue of the British Expeditionary Force.
We've got to rescue those men. It's Hitler's plan, the same as Hindenburg's in 1918, to split the British and French armies, then destroy the British. You'll defeat them. I want every light warship and every small craft from every possible source marshaled and ready for instant service.
How many, sir?
1,000.
1,000 craft?
Yes. Britain controls the sea. And we'll make this evacuation the most successful, the grandest in history. While Germany smashes her way to Paris, we must rescue the BEF.
They will have to approach a difficult coast, bad weather, under fire.
The Royal Air Force will be in support. We shall achieve this, do not fear. We shall do something now that will stir the hearts of all our peoples.
And the French?
There is nothing we can do in Flanders. The French are crumbling. Their only chance is to reform their lines. Defense in depth. Good God, how we counted upon the Maginot Line. How we trusted Camelin's strategy. Never again. Never again. We won't make the same mistake twice.
Train rooms arrived, Mr. Churchill.
Good, good. I want to see the men. Clear a path.
Yes, make way, please. Come on, make way. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Sergeant. Back from Dunkirk?
Yes, sir.
What kind of a show was it?
Terrible, sir. No bloomin' rest. Wading through water. Bombs dropping everywhere.
Well, we're all right now.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm all right. Never thought we'd get away from that inferno. They absolutely plastered us, did the Nazis.
Well, our turn will come to plaster them. Don't have any doubt about it. Now, you go and get a drink and a sandwich while I talk to some others. You there. What's your name?
Herbert Samuels.
Herbert Samuels, eh? How do you do? How are you?
Oh,
wounded?
Just a scratch or two. I'm all right. Bloomin' hungry, though.
Well, you're going to have a good feed and a good rest. Glad to be out of it.
Bet your life I am. My, I'm anxious to have a go at them on equal terms, I am.
You'll get a go at them. There won't be any retreat the next time. Well, good luck to you.
Thanks. Sarge, who do you reckon that was?
I don't know.
I fail. Who was that bloke talking to us?
The Prime Minister!
Strike me pink.
And what do you know about that? Hey, there's Winnie. Give him a cheer, boys. Come
hooray!
On.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hooray!
I take this occasion for expressing the sympathy of the House for those who have suffered bereavement. Our men carried on with little or no rest for days and nights, moving troops across dangerous waters, and bringing with them always the men whom they had rescued. The numbers they brought back are the measure of their devotion and courage. The struggle was protected and fierce. But the enemy was hurled back. He was so roughly handled that he dared not molest their departure seriously. The miracle of deliverance achieved by the valor and perseverance, perfect discipline, faultless service, skill, and unconquerable vitality is a manifesto to us all. Our losses in men do not exceed 30,000 in killed, wounded, and missing. I take this occasion for expressing the sympathy of the House for those who have suffered bereavement. We shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France and on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on beaches, landing grounds, in fields, in streets, and on the hills. We shall never surrender, and even if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island, or a large part of it, was subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, will carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, sets forth to the liberation and rescue of the old.
Monsieur Reynaud, I left immediately upon receipt of your message. I flew over at once. There's no time to be lost. How bad is everything?
Mon Dieu, it is as bad as it could be. Végan has organized defense in depth. But inside France, we are crumbling. Crumbling, monsieur. Paying for the sins of the past. Sins of omission.
Yet I refuse to believe that France will surrender.
Once Paris has gone, Monsieur Churchill, the heart of France lies open and bleeding.
But, Monsieur Reynaud, remember 1918, how dark it all seemed then. Everything might have been lost, but we hung on and won victory.
Then the heart of France was sound. Now, what use are soldiers against mechanized monsters? What use divisions against dive bombers? I continue to urge the fight to go on, but they call for my resignation.
Who will take your place? Who can take your place?
Marshal Pétain.
An old man.
But a great soldier.
One of France's greatest. And yet, has he the heart to fight on to the end? Will he leave France and continue to fight from your empire?
I do not know, monsieur. Only that my heart and France's, they are broken.
Je suis en service de la France. Doesn't that still hold good? I am in the service of France.
How you inspire, monsieur. If only... Well, I shall do all I can. I shall argue, plead, beg, all this. Je suis en service de la France.
Is about to seek a separate peace with her mortal enemy for all time, Germany. Only you can save us now, Monsieur Churchill.
How can I save you, General de Gaulle? I've done all that mortal men can do.
You can do more. You can make a union of Britain and France. You can make Frenchmen Britons and Britons Frenchmen. Only by a Franco-British union can we stave off disaster.
Yes, we must make that offer. The two parliaments to be won. All resources to be pooled. All powers and personalities merged. The fusion of the British and French empires in an indissoluble union.
Will your people agree?
I think so. I feel sure of it. In the face of what might follow, they have no alternative. But will France agree?
I do not know. Even now, it may be too late.
I shall call an urgent meeting of the War Cabinet. When a decision is made, I shall draft a declaration that you must fly back to France.
There must be no separate peace. I cannot bear the thought of a division between us. But with Italy waiting to attack and Germany overrunning all France, the government has lost heart. This may cause that heart to beat strongly again.
It is all we have to offer. Everything we have. If it fails, then we must fight on alone.
You grieve for the gallant French people who have fallen into this terrible misfortune. Nothing will alter our feelings towards them or our faith that the genius of France will rise again. What has happened in France makes no difference to British faith and purpose. We have become the sole champions now in arms to defend the world cause. We shall do our best to be worthy of that high honor. We shall defend our island, and with the British Empire around us, we shall fight on unconquerable until the curse of Hitler is lifted from the brows of men. We are sure that in the end, all will be well.
An island fortress threatened by the greatest military power of all time stands alone in uncharted seas of tomorrow. But the cry is no surrender. The call to fortitude and courage goes out. At the head of an empire in times of darkness, knowing deep in his own heart the promise of future victory, is Winston Churchill, Imperial Leader.